Bud Culture, episode 480, Random Fest, part B.
Hi, this is Eve Miles. I play Gwen Cooper on Torchwood, and you're listening to Bud Culture.
Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture.
DVD talk. What's everybody been watching?
Everything. All the things.
More like, what the hell haven't we been watching?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, every time I sit down to watch something new, I'm like, my God, if I'm ever on the podcast again, I'm going to have a whole segment.
You have been on the podcast a couple of times.
No, but I mean, like, to talk about stuff I've been watching. We haven't really talked about stuff I'm watching. I never get asked. Sniff.
Christina. What have you been watching? You know, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to trump Brad and say, Christina.
Thanks. I need all the brownie points and I can get, and you can you steal one out from under me.
Manners.
What have you been watching?
Simple manners. I have started and finished The Office, and I miss them desperately. Mm. I need them desperately back, and I bawled at the series finale.
Did you have a Donna meth patch?
Yes, I did. It was very nice to see Catherine Tate in The Office. It was very nice to see her. And some really random guest stars, like Idris Elba. I had no idea he was on The Office for...
The hell?
Well, he was really? The interim manager for a while. Yeah. He was brought in by corporate, and he just didn't like anybody. He just wanted to change everything. He was serious, like he wasn't comedic. He was serious the whole time. But he was really good.
I was trying to imagine Idris Elba on.
Yeah, I had to do a double take. I'm like, is that, holy crap, that is! And they have a lot of interesting guest stars toward the end. And I'm still in love with James Spader. He's just great and everything. But I was sad to see it over. I was watching too many at a time. That was the problem. I couldn't stop myself. Like, let's watch one before I go to bed. Well, they're short. Let's watch another one. And it's 1:30 in the morning. You have to go to sleep! And then I finished that, and I was so desperately lonely without them that I started watching The Unstoppable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix, which is very cute. Very cute. And Carol Kane is just magical. Mm. She's just so creepily adorable.
They'll think you're one of the banana boys. They ran out of good street colors.
Don't wear yellow.
I don't get it, but it's fun.
I mean, no, I don't either.
Well, she's telling Kimmy not to wear yellow because they'll think she's in a gang.
Bright, bright, bright yellow sweater that she has on, like in all the promotional stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, she's in this back alley area of
like really
New York.
Sketchy neighborhood.
And it's just like, well, yeah. You have red and blue for the Crips and the Bloods.
Right.
And so, like, I guess bright yellow was the Banana Boys.
don't wear yellow. So thank you, one of the Banana Boys. All the good colors were taken. She's so cute. Well, the idea is these girls were kept in a bunker by a creep who was a cult leader for their formative years. Like, they're between teenage, like, for 10 years.
Like at Newton Cleveland?
Yeah. Only scary. Yeah, not quite as scary as that. But yeah, so she comes out and all her friends kind of want to stay safe. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go see the world. So she goes to New York. And she's all excited. She has to get a job and all this stuff. And she's like, I have a job. And I've got a room with a window, which is just a closet with a window. But she's so excited. And the first thing she does with her money is she goes and buys lights up tennis shoes that light up. And she's just so cute. And she's exactly the way she is on The Office. So it makes me feel better. Like, it helps me. It's helping me cope. But I finished it in a weekend. So now I'm on to Parks and Recreation.
I've been watching that, too.
Yay!
It is so great to see the genesis of Chris Pratt.
No.
In like, the beginnings of his of Peter Quill and Star-Lord.
We were
Star
talking
Lord
about how pathetic he was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm only on season two.
It gets better.
Okay.
He gets better. And April and him are just priceless.
They're so cute. It's just good. It's
priceless.
Good. And I wasn't a huge Amy Poehler fan until I saw her a lot with Tina Fey. And I love Tina Fey. I'm like, I trust Tina Fey. And she did Kimmy Schmidt, too. So that, you know, it all kind of ties together. But it's really good. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah. Rashida Jones is good on it.
She's gorgeous.
So
Bretta.
Hot. Huh?
Bretta, who plays Donna.
On
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She also did stand-up a while ago.
Oh, my
And she
gosh.
Went to Duke.
Really?
And her... her aunt is the current president of Liberia, I think it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Whoa. Okay.
You realize the word Duke is a swear word in this area, right?
You know what I think?
Actually, he probably doesn't realize.
Look at all the fucks he gives.
Well, I think.
Sports ball.
Look.
I think
look.
The people from the area and the people not from the area are even. So
yeah.
I think we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Aziz Ansari is good.
He's so pathetic.
Funny and pathetic and hilarious. Who else? Oh, Ron Swanson.
His interaction with his ex, who I adored on Will and Grace, is hysterical.
Yeah.
And she's wicked.
Have you got
and
to his second ex?
Oh my god, no. But it's good. It's a really clever show. It's clever and warm and funny. And it's got that same kind of vibe as The Office, where you love everybody.
Yeah.
You just love it. There's no weak link in it. You love everybody.
You'll love it when Rob Lowe shows up.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
He does comedy great.
He does. He really does.
After he sobered up and didn't take himself quite so seriously.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, he does not do that in this. And then it just gets more and more goofy. I love it.
And then Billy Eichner also shows up in the last two or three seasons. I forget whether it's two or three seasons.
Remind me.
Craig.
Yeah.
See,
I'm always late to the party, but I always eventually get there. Like, I'm always late to the party, but I eventually get there. Like, I'm always the last one to know about stuff and the last one to like stuff, but I eventually get there. But other than that,
Mouse Rat.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mouse Rat.
Other than that, I caught up with pretty much everything. Outlander was amazing. The end of Outlander was amazing.
I forgot the last half of the season.
There were
to watch with that.
A few incongruencies with the books, but where it counts, it's painfully, horribly, hideously accurate. No, really, in a seriously bad way. But, I can't wait for the next season of that. I had to ration myself out on that because I've been listening to all the audiobooks and I've completed all the audiobooks. So now I'm like, now what do I do? And the author's coming out with another book soon. But I'm like, I finished the series. And now I'm done with the books, and now what do I do? And I refuse to read fan fiction because then I won't stop. I'll get sucked into a black hole fan fiction like I did with X-Files. So that's not going to happen.
Oh, what was the artist at the con that had that one neat Scully print?
It was a series. The artist did like old film style posters.
Because there was an Arrow one. I got to go back and get that
Arrow
one.
There was an Arrow one and Agent Carter one that I kind of wanted. and there was an X-Files one, and, like, for every fandom you could think of. But it was, like, I don't know what decade style that kind of is. Maybe, like, the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Style film poster advertisements. And they were gorgeous. Again, I mean, like, you see a lot of the same stuff at conventions, but this year just seemed to have more unique artists than normal.
Yeah, the Arrow one was great, because it was... It was almost like the same type of style as the Buffy musical print
that I have on here. Yeah, exactly, like that, yeah.
Because then, you know, like Technicolor. And,
it was very cool.
Awesome.
You know, the goofy little taglines and...
And I'm caught up on Arrow and Flash.
Oh, but, and speaking of and Arrow and Flash, well, Arrow, so anyway. Monday night, probably when this is airing, or will have aired...
Or will be being here.
Yeah. Stephen Amell is going to be on Raw.
Right.
I can't even
hope
that.
Oh. I saw something about that.
As, rumor is, as Arrow.
Really?
Whoa.
Jumping the shark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm like, it might be like, because I was talking to one of the guys at the booth about it. Because we had said something about it. So I got on wrestling, because I get, you know, we talked about wrestling, and then...
Posters he had were like animated style, not style, but like
the Fantastic Four Horsemen.
Okay,
and he did it in the style of the old school Fantastic Four
and
logo.
And he had posters of like the Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter and stuff like that, like old school stuff, like from the '80s.
Wow.
And that's how we got started talking about wrestling.
Yeah, and then we got on the Raw and.
What channel was that on?
I'm not sure.
Because I get really crappy channels on my cable package, so I might have to find that on my app.
Is it on the CW?
It might. I don't know, but it is. It almost would have to be.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, there's a shark being jumped there
several times.
But done right, it could be, you know, or a...
Wow.
Or Flea the Skitter.
Not that I'm opposed to see.
He needs to say that somebody, one of them failed the city or something.
People who describe what his entrance should be like is, place goes black,
ziplining
yes! in.
Yeah.
And Gold Dust, you have failed this city.
Not that I'm opposed to seeing Stephen Amell with his shirt off, but,
okay.
I don't mind.
Stephen Amell, Oliver.
Oliver
or Ollie from
Smallville.
And I keep
changing my mind. But in what context? Like save my life or to take me to dinner?
You can have one or the other, but not both.
They both like blondes better, so I wouldn't have a chance with either one of them.
Who are you going for? Arthur or Uther?
Uther was mean. I will take Arthur.
But it's Tony Head.
I will take Tony Head, but the choice between Uther and Arthur, I'm taking Arthur.
Bradley James or
Bradley
Tony
James.
Hens.
Oh, wait, no,
Not fair.
This is a fun game to play with her. It really is.
Tony,
listeners, throw in some more suggestions.
Tony's a lot older than I am, and Bradley James is only 7 years my junior. And
Cougar.
Pedophile. You're 7 years my senior. What does that make you? If I'm a cougar, then
having
you're
to register on a list and staying 500 feet away from school.
Points, Christina.
Well, really, because I looked it up because I did feel like a pedophile. And then I looked it up and saw that he was only like he's 31 right now.
Yeah, so, I really can't say anything because I was watching the Sarah Jane Adventures, going, "Damn,
Ronnie's hot.
Ronnie's kind of cute." And then I looked up. Okay, she's like 20. Okay.
It's okay.
We're all right. As long as we're not stopping them, we're okay.
So, has anyone tried Crunchyroll?
I've downloaded the app, but I haven't actually watched anything.
What's Crunchyroll?
It's an app. I know it's on PlayStation.
Anime or something?
It's anime.
Yeah.
They got a free trial, but I didn't do the free trial. I just did the free trial, or if you subscribe, there's no commercials. But if you want, you can still watch things on there with commercials.
Crunchyroll.
And I had heard of it, and I didn't pay any attention. And then I found out the new Ultraman series
is
on there.
Uh-oh.
Ultraman X.
They got your money.
Take my money.
Got all your money.
So, no, I watched it with commercials just to see what it was like. And I got to say, this new Ultraman, it's
I missed you.
It's bizarre. It's it feels a lot more like Power Rangers or something than it does Ultraman.
I'm sorry.
And it still has a lot of the cool things that I liked about Ultraman. But it's been turned into a toy commercial like the Power Rangers.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it's like Ultraman meets the Power Rangers meets Yu-Gi-Oh! Meets Disney Infinity or something.
Wow.
Okay.
Ow.
So like...
So you got plenty of toys to buy now.
Yeah, basically. So they worked it into the storyline, though. Apparently, 15 years ago, there was this big, I don't know, radiation solar thing. I don't know, something happened, and all these things called Spark Dolls were activated, and they became big monsters. And now, modern day, there's a group kind of like the Science Police or whatever they were in the original. And, you know, they've got kind of cool costumes. It's kind of neat. And it's the same thing, you know, something happens to the hero and he ends up uniting with Ultraman and becoming the new Ultraman X and all the stuff. And the costume looks really nice. And
doesn't look like rubber?
It looks like rubber, but a different type of rubber. And there's a big glowing X on his chest.
So is it animated or it's real?
No, it's live action.
Live action.
Live action.
Go power.
Yeah. And but here's the thing where it's gotten too commercial. He's got this big device that he carries with him, and apparently they keep track of these monsters. And they've got these cards they slide in to this device.
No.
And it analyzes the monsters and all this stuff. And in the end, when he ends up merging with Ultraman, Ultraman goes into the device so that he can talk to him. And then he can merge with him again when he needs to and stuff.
Wow.
But instead of destroying the monsters...
They capture them.
Oh, you gotta catch them all, right? So it's Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Because it's got the cards.
Digimon.
And guess what? I said these things were called Spark Dolls, and, you know, they were brought to life and stuff. Ultraman's new power is he blasts them, and they shrink back down into dolls again.
Wow.
And then they take them, and you put them on the little handheld device, and it reads out all the information about them. So, obviously, there's going to be all the little monsters and all the little and the handheld things and the cards and the whatever. And, oh, boy.
Of course.
And this is why Glenn is broke.
No, I don't think I'm going to go down that path.
You're not kidding about all the different stuff you can watch on this app.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
You know what? They do simulcasting. You can watch live from Japan. You know, when the new episode, the new anime comes out, you can watch it live.
Wow.
Like 3 in the morning.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, so they've got things that are, like, totally up to date.
Nice.
So if you're, like, really an addict and don't want to have to wait, then... Yeah. You can do
they got the giant space chicken gotcha man?
I don't know. I didn't look at it too much. I was at work and I was my computer was doing the Windows 10 update.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, what am I gonna do while this computer's rebooting? And I was like, right. I remember Ultraman's on Crunchyroll. So I went over to my my Xbox and downloaded the Crunchyroll app and watched
I have to tell my cousin about this. She's going to freak out.
Yeah.
She didn't know about it already.
Yeah, she might. But I think she would have told me when we talked about
that's true.
The Black Butler anime. Wow.
Have you seen the commercials for, I think it's called Food Wars?
Mm-mm.
I saw a trailer for it during Ultraman since I was watching the commercial version. And it shows this guy cutting up all this food, and then he serves it to, like, these girls. And this is an anime, right? He serves it to the girls, and then they're like, oh, and their clothes fly off. Like,
oh, my God.
like they're turning into Cutie Honey or something. Or
wow.
There's a cartoon called Polar Bear Cafe.
Their food's so good. Their clothes, the girls' clothes.
Oh my god.
Like, man, I should have been a chef.
There's a culinary school right down the road, dude.
Nope.
What's your language?
It's Sullivan. Yep.
Is that a small moon? No, it's a space station. Caught in the Death Star. No escape from this tractor beam. Oh, please close your eyes. Be one with the Force and see. Now a Sith, not a knight. Lot of dark, little light. Anyway, the Force flows. Doesn't really matter to me. To me. And Jabba just captured Han. Took him down without a fight, and now he's frozen carbonite. Well, Jabba, Luke Skywalker's come to free his friends and take them all away. Jabba, ooh, didn't mean.
Of a green man.
Master Yoda, will you raise up my X-Wing?
Force of lightning, very, very frightening me.
Obi-Wan!
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 Jedi Master!
I'm just a slave boy, Qui-Gon's come to free me.
Here's a chosen one from the prophecies, there in this life from this captivity.
Let me go.
Anakin,
no, I will not let you go.
Let him go.
Anakin,
I will not let you go.
Let him go.
Anakin,
I will not let you go.
Let me go.
Will not let you go.
Let me go.
Never
let me go.
No.
Oh, mamashmia, mamashmia.
Mamashmia, let me go.
Lord Palpatine as an apprentice put aside for me. For me.
To me, Vader, just gonna get.
pictures, nothing really. See, anyone can. Matters, nothing really. Matters, nothing really. To me.
It is time to perk ourselves up with a little bit of geek cuisine. And, Billy, what in the heck are these?
These are French macaroons from a place in the mall where I work at home on the weekends. It's called XOXO Macaroons. They're supposed to be all natural. We all have different flavors. The only one that isn't represented that I brought on this trip is pistachio, which is in the kitchen, which we can try later.
Pistachio. I'm assuming that's the green one.
Yeah.
I almost picked the green one.
The green one with little crushed pistachio nuts on the top.
Because I almost went for green.
Not right yet.
Okay. But...
I miss you, Glenn.
Green one.
Yeah. I've never tasted the type that I've had before, so...
Mine looks kind of like...
Mine looks like somebody bled on it.
Cookies and cream. Pinkish. Mine looks like cookies and cream ice cream.
Tint. Yours looks like it's been sunburned.
A little bit.
Some of these are going to be easy to identify. Some of them are hard, but...
This looks like raspberry.
Do you have like a master list? Do you know what they all are?
I have the list.
Are you on the list? Coming 2016, Heroes Reborn.
Oh my god.
Brad, did you get the chocolate scorpion one?
Probably.
Chocolate scorpion macaroons.
Episode title.
What? Episode no, it's the cuttlefish macaroon. Come on.
Oh, that's almost better.
I want chocolate scorpion macaroon.
That is good. That's raspberry.
Yeah, with your lambic.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yours is the straight-up raspberry one.
All right, what the hell do I got? Because I can't figure out what it tastes like.
It's called Isafon. It's a white chocolate mixed with lychee berries with a raspberry center.
I'm not getting any raspberry at all, but...
That is fantastic.
The texture is gorgeous.
I know. It looks like it's going to be... I don't know.
It looks like it's going to be a hard cookie, but you bite it and it's like really soft. These could be dangerous.
I have chocolate to infinity, which is chocolate center, chocolate cookie, and white chocolate drizzle on the top.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, what's this one?
That is salted caramel.
Okay.
Oh.
I kind of thought so from looking at the top.
Okay. Any guess on yours, Christina?
Happiness?
Joy?
Joyness? Joy? I don't know. It just tastes sweet.
It's the cafe latte.
Oh.
Or cafe au lait. I personally think that tastes like tiramisu. Because it's so much on that sweet side.
Yes.
And there's so little coffee in it.
Yes. Oh my god. So wrong.
You're good, man. Nice.
Yeah.
It's really light.
And
the flavor's not overpowering. It's good. You know, it's sweet, but it's not like candy that's just too sweet.
A lot lighter than I thought it would be.
This is I could sit and eat a whole box of them and not even realize it.
Yeah, I could really get in trouble.
Those were
your wallet would know.
That's awesome. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
It'll be pretty good.
So if you're in Rockland County, stop at the Palisades Mall, fourth floor, over by the Target. There should be...
Wait, there's four floors to this mall?
Yeah. It's the Oh, I think it's like the fourth largest mall by volume in America.
Wow.
And 27th largest by leasable space.
Holy crap.
Wow. That's wild.
And here you thought Mall St. Matthews were big.
I didn't say it was big. I just said I could never find my way through there. Because I forget where things are.
Well, they keep moving around at that
one. Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. A very pleasant experience.
All right.
Again, join us at Joy.
All right, we will be back with more of the show.
Very yummy.
After we eat more macaroon.
This is the polar opposite of cuttlefish.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sure, I even really care anymore. Following along now feels like a chore. Countdown, a civil war, 52 changes, a green world war, and a secret invasion. I don't want to stop, but it's wearing me out. You and me know this is not what it's all about. We've been dedicating lives, we've been reading all the lines. It doesn't have to be this way. Nobody always needs to die. You don't need all summer long. So tired of it. Just nine, I would get an allowance to go buy a comic and a Slurpee and corn nuts. Another big story, I was spazzing out. Couldn't wait to see what all the buzz was about. Then everyone told me that everything changes over the summer. I couldn't quite see it, I could tell by the cover. Nothing really changed except for me. So I'll keep buying, that's the way it'll always be. We've been dedicating lives, we've been reading all the lies. Nobody always needs to die. You don't need all summer long the same old dance song. We get so tired of it. Events are getting out of hand. A kill for a one shot on the stand. And wars of all kinds breaking bank. I wonder who to thank. I need to know which way this crossover ends. So next year we can do it all over again. Don't look now, it's another new crisis. The world's gonna burn, will the heroes unite us? I don't think I really even care anymore. But I'm only fooling no one. See you next week at the store.
Okay. So, let's see. Series guide. Where's my series guide?
Dude, so good. You're close.
That's right. Okay. We recorded on a Saturday? Yeah, no, this is Friday. This is
Friday.
It's probably
Saturday. Well, actually, it's probably
Saturday
now.
It's Saturday now,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
Does say Hannibal? Anybody watching Hannibal?
No. I haven't watched any of this season yet.
The last episode, I don't know, something about it looked a little washed out. Maybe some of the effects weren't quite as good. I kind of wonder, since they know the end's coming, if
they're like, we're not going to put any money in it.
End is nigh.
Yeah. I think it's also because it's such a dramatic shift in the relationship between all the characters.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's 2 years later. What? What do you mean it's 2 years later? What?
And we're getting into the Red Dragon story.
Right.
Ah.
And that's why they're canceled.
Which they're doing, I think, a pretty good job with.
Yeah.
I need to catch up.
I think... If you, my wife and I were saying, if you're not familiar with Red Dragon, you might be going, what's going on here? There was lots of really long periods with no dialogue and the guy just acting weird and stuff. And we're like, oh, I remember that from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hadn't seen the movie, you'd probably be going, what am I watching?
Right.
If you haven't figured that out by season 3 of Hannibal,
right.
You're watching one fucked up show.
Yeah.
This was mine, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Overall, it's been really good, and I'd like to see it end on a high note instead of being drug on until who knows what.
I don't think they're going to top either the painting with the bodies in the stylo.
That was awesome. That was really awesome, though.
Or...
in a gross way, but awesome.
One moment that's pissed me off the most is when he took the cute chick, FBI chick, and sliced her up.
That was horrible.
And, you know, from one angle, she looked like she's just standing there.
All right. Then you,
but you shift, and he's done all these dissection slides
again,
of her.
Genius.
Genius. Yeah. Evil genius. last ship.
That I'm a couple episodes behind, but
I need to catch up. It's like mom to watch that one.
You thought it was only like a one season. It could only be a one season show, but they've shifted in tone.
They have.
I'm glad.
And it's good. It's actually been pretty good.
I liked the first season. Yeah.
My favorite episode so far was probably a couple weeks ago with the submarine.
Yes.
That was just a damn good episode of anything. I mean, it was just good. Wow.
Oh, like when all the missiles fly off the ship. They launched, like, all the missiles off of the ship.
Don't tell them why.
Well, I know, like, everybody's after them.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, damn, that's, like, all the budgets of the show.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell do they pack all those missiles on the ship? Because they're exploding out of every part of the... Oh, crap. Nathan James.
Nathan James.
Aw, yeah.
They're exploding out of Nathan James?
Yes.
Poor guy.
Taco Bell.
Why can't
Taco Bell.
Aw, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chipotle.
Yes.
So it's been good. It's been good. I'm glad.
It's pretty. I like the ponytailed guy.
Yeah.
Tex. He's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's good.
Him and the doctor, or him, his scenes with the doctor, great.
I like him.
I'm sure I've said it before, but you know who the doctor was. Verona Mitra.
Oh, yeah.
You know who she is?
I think so.
Well, for one thing, she was in Beowulf with...
yes.
What's his name? Christopher Lambert.
Yes.
But she was the original model for Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back when it was, before she's it was ever a movie. Even,
that's why she looked.
When it was a video game.
That's why she looks familiar.
Yeah, because she's Tomb Raider. Yep. She was the original Tomb Raider.
That's awesome. Yeah.
True Detective.
No.
I watched the first season and I loved it. And I've heard a lot of varying
mixed stuff about
the second season.
Mostly kind of negative.
Mostly kind of bad. Yes, I'm kind of hesitant to start.
I honestly couldn't quite get into the first season.
Really?
I think I need to give it another chance.
It took me a while.
But I just
fall asleep. I got a big enough backlog as it is.
I was pretty impressed with the first season. When the second season started, I was kind of like, oh, it's so totally different, and it's not... It took longer to ramp up, but they had a shootout a couple episodes ago that I said was the best shootout I've seen since Heat.
Wow.
Since the movie Heat. I mean, it was like really a screwed up situation and really intense and really, really good. I mean... Everyone goes off about the fight scene, the nonstop fight scene in Daredevil.
Yeah,
well, this is
the
gun battle version of that, okay?
Really?
I mean, it's just like... I mean, it's not one long take, but I mean, it's just like...
insane.
It's insane, and you feel like you're there and anyone could die at any moment. I mean, it was a pretty good moment of cinema there.
Wow, that's cool.
But as we record, this weekend, the season finale... is coming on, and it's a 90-minute season finale.
Oh, wow. Well, that's nice.
So that'll be kind of cool.
Wow.
So it took a while to get used to, but one of the neat thing about it is it's loosely based on a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
About a corrupt town in California.
Wow.
So, kind of
that's pretty
ripped
cool.
from the headlines kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
You see how twisted and corrupt everything is, and you go, oh, that was real.
Huh.
For the most part.
One thing that's supposed to be gearing up fairly soon that I cannot wait for is Longmire.
Oh, yes.
September 10th, I think, is when.
What a day to start.
Happy birthday to you.
Love that show.
It is good.
That's a good show.
It is very good.
You didn't like Katie Sackhoff till that show.
I didn't like Katie Sackhoff until Longmire. Because she gets more depth. She didn't have very much depth as Starbuck. I didn't think.
Her comedy expression on that show. Was
her eyes, just when she's like when she's annoyed by something, she's so expressive. And I don't think she got a chance to really show that off.
Yeah, because
on BSG.
BSG was so dark.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I like Longmire a lot.
Yeah, no, my mom keeps asking me, when's Longmire going to come back? I thought it was going to be back already.
Aww.
It's like, I finally have to look. It's
coming. Oh, it's God, and then you're going to get it all in, like, a chunk.
Yeah, and she started binge-watching. My mother and stepfather binge-watch shows now.
Oh,
it didn't
no.
used to happen, but now she's like, oh, yeah, we're, you know, season 3, we just started it yesterday, or whatever,
oh,
you know.
God.
Yeah.
We just turned season 1 yesterday.
Just made me realize, oh shit, Netflix is going to drop it all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Orange is the New Black, and I finished it in one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
About a third of the way through.
In fairness, I started like first thing in the morning.
Well, then it explains why they're taking so long, because they got to have it all done. Unlike a regular series where you
right.
do it at a time, it's,
right,
they
right.
got to have it all finished.
Hey, as long as we get more along, I'm fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll probably do it. Yeah, I don't care.
That show, I think, deserved to be up even more than Bates Motel.
I like Bates Motel, but I like Longmire better.
Bates Motel is all right. I like the chick with oxygen too.
She's so cute. She's beautiful.
So we mentioned offhandedly Falling Skies earlier.
Oh my God! This season, I'm a couple of episodes, I think, one or two behind. But this season is what the fuck?
But in its defense, it's not as much that as it was last season.
Oh, God. Last season was like V the series.
Yeah, it was really bad. But they got everybody to come back because it's like the final season. Mm-hmm. It's like, might as well. I'm stuck with it this long. Might as well see
how it
ends up, you know? So that's why I'm kind of watching it. And, you know, for the most part, it's been okay. Like I said, I think it's better than last season. But then it's kind of like, oh, this person professes their love, so they're gonna die. And it's like, it's just so formula. And, you know, oh, this guy was really bad, but he's been redeemed.
Now
oh, but
die.
Now he's bad again, you know. And it's like, I mean, saw that
Pope.
Coming.
Oh, leave Pope alone.
So,
I like Pope.
You know, it's just getting to be a little predictable there. And then the latest episode, Carly's been saying, I don't know why they didn't just kind of make this like Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Walking Dead all along. And then the latest episode, it's like straight up Herschel Walking Dead episode. I mean, you know, it's like, really? Okay, we joke that it should have been more like Walking Dead, but it shouldn't be Walking Dead.
Just
I mean, this
like
is
right. Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay, that was a little bit much.
Oh, somebody got their leg chopped off?
No, it's just
it's
like
from
they
the doctor's perspective.
They meet a family on a farm with an old man with a beard who's basically untouched by this. And I'm like, you know what? I could buy that if this was season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the beginning of season 2.
Right.
But what are we on, like 4 or something?
Right.
I can't believe that these people are on the farm untouched by the alien invasion at this deep into season 4 or 5 or whatever.
Right, exactly.
That was just bit much for me.
Wow.
But there, the previous episode is the one where I came up with that quote where there's something really important and dramatic's happening and you're like, wow, what's going to happen here? This big confrontation and a flying skitter comes and swoops a character off and flies off with them and it's like,
oh,
really? What? Did they just really do that? Did they... You know, this was the big confrontation, and you're gonna, you know, pull this out of your ass and say, you know, oh, this flying skitter just carries him off. Really?
Wow.
And that's why I was like, you know, instead of jump the shark, we should say, you know, flew the skitter.
Flew the skitter.
Wow. Nuke the fridge.
Nuke the fridge.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch it to the end.
I just want it to end so that he can get back to the librarian.
And shave his face.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. It needs to go.
Hey, at least Rick got to shave in the last season of...
Well, didn't happen this latest episode. He's got a goatee now.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that's better than
yeah
what he had. The Strain, anyone?
I'm an episode or two behind on that, but yeah, I've started the new season. I love the old man. He's just great.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, it's pretty good.
The Doctor.
The first episode had the opening sequence was just the old man's origin story, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And flop.
This latest episode
it's too far.
Starts out with a a flashback, an old movie of El Santo or whatever, you know, like that, like the Mexican wrestler superhero movies, and it just went on and on, but it was really good. It was really spot on, if you've ever seen any of those old masked wrestler movies, you know.
El Frenetico y Cougar?
Yeah, El Frenetico.
Joe Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
That's not your Libre.
Nacho.
So I don't know. It's been pretty cool. I'm enjoying the Strain pretty much. Teen Wolf. I'm a couple episodes behind.
I don't think I watched any. I watched the first episode of the new season.
How old is he?
This is their senior year.
What happens when he gets to 20?
Oh, and no longer the show will be over. Yeah.
Yeah, really? Yeah, really.
That's like I saw coming in concerts, Boys to Men. I was like, well, they're the men now, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
They were Boys to Men. At least
men
they thought ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Boys to Men. Yeah.
Boys to Men.
Just men now.
The Whispers?
Not yet.
Okay. You know.
I heard it was good.
It's pretty good. I like a lot of things about it. It's not great TV, but it's been pretty decent. But I got a new DVR, and we were kind of in between, and I missed an episode, and I'm watching things on demand.
Yes.
And for some reason, the episode we missed, they only want to present to us in standard definition.
Well, that's silly.
And I'm like, we can't bring ourselves to watch it.
Oh my gosh.
You know how to fix that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I've just been busy. Face Off is back. And so I'm excited. It's the only reality show I watch because it's kind of like a reality game show kind of thing.
So You Think You Can Dance is back on. And so is America's Best Dance Crew. Just saying.
Zoo, anyone? Anyone watch
Zoo? I watched the first episode.
I need to
and
see it.
It was going to see Billy Burke again.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. You can kind of tell it's, you know, it's from a novel. It's got that kind of the globe-trotting group of people. It's been all right. Although, you guys know Vague But True? Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think so.
The comedian that does Vague But True. He does a thing called The Animal Conspiracy.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's basically like the comedy version of Zoo.
It's
funny. When I'm watching Zoo, I keep thinking I can't, I'm blanking on his name. But, I just, every time I think of that, I'm like, it's The Animal Conspiracy.
Oh my
God. That is a drama. Extant. Anyone?
I haven't watched any of this season yet.
It's totally changed. It's okay. It's a different thing. I don't know. Once again, not great art, but if you're looking to spend 45 minutes watching something, whatever. let's see. Apparently, Legends is about to come back.
Ooh.
With, from The Lord of the Rings and blanking on his name. No,
Billy Boyd?
No. Sean Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Bean's show Legends, where he's cover.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show he doesn't die in. Yeah, which they even said in all the commercials. he's going to be back. That's cool. Mr. Robot.
Well, I've only seen the first two episodes, but I liked it. You know.
Yeah, I loved the first episode. Yes. Mm-hmm. The second one was pretty good too. And you know, it has its moments, but still for me doesn't live up to that first episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's I could say the same thing about The Strain. I could say the same thing definitely about like Penny Dreadful or whatever.
God,
oh
so
my
good.
God, talk about a season
so
finale.
Good. Oh my God.
I don't know. These days I call it Pretty Dreadful.
I didn't need to know that much about Billy Piper, but okay.
I can fancy a little more.
And Frankenstein's a creep.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
But he's so good at it.
Necrophilia, come on.
Necrophil him up.
Exactly. I'm like, man, if she ever gets her memory back, I want to see her clock in one. But I still love it.
What she did was a whole lot worse.
I still think it's good. I still think it's really good.
I still think it's funny her character comes back with a different accent.
I love the whole... But they explain that.
I know they explain it. I just find it funny because the first one was so bad.
It was horrible. Mm-hmm. Is anybody watching The Brink?
No.
With Jack Black?
Oh, it's on HBO?
Yeah. And, like, I get no actual channels. Like, I don't get Discovery. I don't get History. I don't get CNN. I don't get Fox News. I don't get basically anything except my local NBC, ABC, CBS. But I get HBO and Stars. Hmm. So, I'm exploring what's on there. And it's... Jack Black plays a... he's in Islamabad at the U.S. Embassy as kind of like a low-level... He's, like, in charge of, like, water... services and agriculture, like low-level stuff, like nothing super governmentally important. And he gets swept up into this whole thing where the governments are like have their finger on the button at any given moment. And John Larroquette's in it, and he's got this like whole doomsday cult like thing going in his head where he thinks it's going to be the end of the world. And like it's funny, there are funny moments because it's Jack Black and he can't help his expressions on his face. Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, like, he's meant to be funny in some of these moments, but it's terrifyingly realistic. Because these governments.
It looks like a dark comedy kind of a la.
Tim Robbins is in it, too, yes.
A little bit.
It's even darker than Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins is in it and he plays this, like, playboy governmental official. And they're all trying to avoid the end of the world. But, like, all these governments are just have their finger on the button ready to go. And it's just... The guy who plays Pornstache from Orange is the New Black, he had...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's in it. He plays a pilot for the Navy. And...
Still have Pornstache?
No. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't recognize him. And Missy is actually... in it.
Oh.
From Doctor Who.
Doctor Strange!
And so is Ben Miller from a lot of British comedies that we love. They play husband and wife. And it's just like these things are so realistically possible right now, it's kind of really scary to watch.
Yeah. Oh, Glenn would love it.
It really is a really good show. I highly recommend it.
Brink.
Yeah, Brink. And I think they're only half an hour shows, but it's really good. It's terrifyingly realistic. Because I'm like, at any given moment, anybody could just go beep, and that would be it. And I'm also watching, speaking of governmental thingies, on HBO, I'm watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Oh, yes.
So in love. I've always been in love with John Oliver since Community.
He's great.
And I absolutely love that show.
It's a fantastic show.
He's so funny, and it's all so true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't really pick a side one way or the other on stuff. Like, he's not really a Democrat, Republican, whatever. He just tells you the truth. He goes, this stupid crap is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And they go pretty far in depth into it.
They do so
much
research.
It's like, they do a lot of research.
Yeah.
And even, like, they go out, like, some of these things, they'll actually confront, like, the local governments
or whatever,
and they will call them and try to get
when they were
and they'll go to the what I think is a pretty, you know, far extreme, you know, into getting the information and talking to these people.
When they were sending videos to and from the, who was the president of the country?
Oh, they talked to Edward Snowden.
No,
also, because they went over there. Cool. And they got an interview with him.
It was another guy who, John Oliver had called him out on something stupid, and the guy from another country, he's from some, I think it's a South African country.
Yeah.
And
yes, and it was on Twitter or something.
Yes, and he sends the video back saying that I'm not intimidated by some clown on TV.
Yeah.
So, but he's got this like melodramatic music playing in the background. So John Oliver one-ups him and gives him another speech with this melodramatic music in the back and says, "Okay, come on, bring it." I mean, he's freaked out when somebody high up knows who he is.
Yeah.
But he gives it right back. I mean, he's so funny, and it's clever. It really is good.
It's got a good delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I love you on Community, and I love you even more now.
Yeah. Loved you on The Daily Show when he was correspondent.
Yeah. But it's well worth watching.
That was the last episode just aired.
Yeah.
Well,
John Stewart's last episode.
Now he's Joe McHale's doing AT&T commercials or Sprint commercials, one of the two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's doing phone commercials. Oh.
Yeah. I think the vague but true guy is Tim Bador.
Yeah. Oh,
that's it. Finally worked.
That's it.
Vague but true.
But true. He's on Bob and Tom occasionally. Under the Dome, anyone watching that?
We never made it past the first couple episodes. I know that there's been a big twist.
Big twist. Big shift.
What a twist.
Yeah.
What a twist.
It's a twist. Robot chicken.
It's a twist.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.